Prayer in the Storm by Cindy Roland Anderson, based on a true story. And they shall also teach their children to pray. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verse 28. Emily's family had spent a wonderful weekend at Grandma's house, and now it was time to leave. Emily was sad to say goodbye, but happy that it was her turn to fly home with Dad in his small airplane, while her sisters and brother drove back with Mom in their car. Emily loved flying with Dad. It was so peaceful in the sky. She liked to gaze across the tops of the puffy clouds and pretend that she could jump down onto them and run about. "We'd better get going," Dad said, although when I turned in my flight plan, the airport official said that we should easily miss the storm coming in. It's almost dusk. I don't like to take chances even on a short flight like this one. Emily hugged Grandma goodbye and climbed aboard. Soon they were in the air. It quickly became dark and began to rain. "Are you okay, Emily?" Dad asked. Emily nodded. The weather was making the flight bumpy, but she did not mind. The bumps made her tummy tickle. The storm grew worse. Rain pounded the windows and lightning flashed all around. The little plane bucked and shook. Emily started feeling scared. She knew that Dad must be nervous, too, because he stopped talking to her and concentrated on flying. Then, Emily remembered something she had learned in primary. Sister Adams had told them that whenever they were afraid, they could pray to Heavenly Father. "Dad, can we have a special prayer to help us get home safely?" she asked. Dad smiled at her. "I've already been praying in my heart. Will you please say a prayer for us out loud?" Emily closed her eyes and folded her arms. She asked Heavenly Father to bless them to fly safely home and to help her not to be afraid. "Thank you for praying, Emily," Dad said. "We should be home in about 30 minutes. Emily felt peaceful and calm. The wind and rain continued to lash the plane, and the ride was still bumpy, but she was no longer afraid. Instead, she felt sleepy. When the wheels of the airplane hit the runway, they made a squeaky sound that awakened her. "We made it, honey," Dad said. "Let's go home." The next morning, when Emily got up, there was a letter by her pillow. "Dear Emily, I wanted to tell you how much I love you. Last night, I was afraid. I couldn't believe that I had taken my little girl with me in such a bad storm. After your sweet prayer, I looked over to see how you were doing. When I saw that you were asleep, an overwhelmingly peaceful feeling came over me. I knew that if you could sleep while the plane was being tossed around in a lightning storm, you must have tremendous faith that we would be okay. Then I too had faith that we would be okay. I knew that Heavenly Father was watching over us and that I would be able to fly us home safely. Thank you, Emily, for not only having faith in me, but faith in our Father in Heaven. Love, Dad." Emily felt good inside. She loved her dad and her family so much. She knelt by her bed and thanked Heavenly Father for such a wonderful family and for the gospel. She couldn't wait to get to school and tell her friends all about her airplane ride in the storm. End of article. Prayer in the Storm. Guide to the